So as we celebrate the presentation of our Lord Jesus in the temple, I think we talk a lot about the Lord. We talk a lot about Jesus, but perhaps we forget about the presentation aspects, huh? So let's talk about presentation, all right? Do we have any good cooks? Any good cooks out there? Or I should call you a chef. Yeah, Brenda, yeah. No. Well, I mean, all of your spouses should be raising each other's hands if you want to eat tonight. No? So maybe you're too modest. Maybe you're a real good cook, but you don't want to, you know. But anyways, I'm not trying to be modest at all. I'm not a good cook, you know, by any means, you know. But I know a friend of mine, he actually is. You know, he's like a chef. And he taught me some tricks. He taught me some tricks about cooking and all these. And I wish I knew these tricks, you know. Because yesterday we were at this junior high rally. Nancy was there. And I was telling, you know, these 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, you know, like the boys, you know, if you really want to impress a girl, you should know how to cook. You know, like Lucas, when you get older, you know, you should know how to cook. That's how you really impress a girl, you know. I wish I knew how to cook, you know. But anyways, that's a different story. Going back to this guy. He taught me some tricks, and he says, Stephen, rule number one about cooking. It's all about presentation. You knew that already, huh? He says, the presentation of the food is just as important as the food itself. And I'm like, come on, man. I'm a man, you know. I don't care how you put little pretty flowers around the thing, you know. A steak is a steak. You know, I just care about the steak and how I like it done. You know, medium rare. All right, that's a steak is a steak. Oh, come on, presentation? You kidding me? No. Seriously, the presentation is very important. Yes, you're right. A steak is a steak, but if you have the right kind of side dishes around the steak, make it color coordinated. All right, you set the stage. All right. Have, you know, light up some candles, you know, have some romantic music in the background, you know, that enhances the whole experience of dining, you know. I was like, oh, presentation, right? I don't know who I would do that to, but that's nice. All right. Ice cream is ice cream, right? But you put in a nice little bowl, a little cup, okay. You put a mint on it, you know, makes all the difference. Presentation. What's going on right now? Yeah, we got the mask going on right now, okay? But on the outside, they got the Super Bowl going on, right? And I'm so disappointed. I'm actually angry right now. Did you know that? I'm actually angry because I was rooting for the Broncos because I have a personal anger against, you know, the Seahawks because I'm a 49ers fan. But that's, you know, but anyways, after the winning team, I don't know what to score, but after the winning team wins, okay, we got the Super Bowl. All right, you win the Super Bowl. That's it. Have a good night. Is that it? No. What happens afterwards? They have the Super Bowl presentation ceremony, right? Somebody's got to be holding up that Vince Lombardi trophy, and I hope it's not that cornerback from the Seahawks, okay? But you hold up the trophy and you're like, yeah, you know. And not only do you do that, but when you go back to the city, you know, you're representing, like, whether it's Seattle or Denver, you go back and you have a whole parade, right? And isn't that important? We got the Olympics coming up, the Winter Olympics, right? I mean, you can't just win the gold medal, right? You have to have what? A gold medal presentation ceremony, right? And play the Star Spangled Banner. Represent your country. I think that's just as important, right? The presentation is just as important as the food or as the trophy or the medal itself. And today we have the presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ. The presentation of Jesus is just as important as Jesus himself. It refers to the presentation of the firstborn male, to the Lord, which is related to God sparing the life of the Israelite firstborn when he slew the firstborn of the Egyptians. And the firstborn belonged to the Lord. And that is why Joseph and Mary present their child Jesus at the temple. But when Jesus is presented in the temple, okay, we have two characters, Simeon and Anna. What is their response when they encounter Jesus at the temple? Simeon says, "Now, Master, let your servant go in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." And what about Anna? What is Anna's response? Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. You see, in the Old Testament, the temple is always located like in the highest place, right? And if you wanted to see God, where did you go? Temple. If you want to see God, you go to the temple, right? That's where God was. But when Jesus is presented in the temple, people start to recognize that Jesus is God himself. And therefore, like Simeon, go. We have to go. And like Anna, give thanks and speak about Jesus to others. Because Jesus was presented in the temple, now like Simeon, now like Anna, we have to respond by presenting Jesus to others. But the question is, how do you do this? How do you and I present Jesus to others? Right? We know that Jesus is God. Jesus is Jesus any way you look at it. But how do you present Jesus to others? Right? So many of you, especially the parents or the grandparents, or the godparents, they say, "Oh, you know, Father, you know, I'm trying to get my son to go to church. I'm trying to get my daughter. I'm trying to get my grandson. I'm trying to get my, you know, goddaughter to come to church, and they just won't go to church." And I'm like, "Well, with that kind of attitude, no wonder they don't go to church." You know? Because oftentimes, what do we do? We just tell our children or our grandkids, what do you say? "Hey, go to church." You know? "Why aren't you going to church? Just go. Go to that." You know? Well, I mean, is that how you want to present Jesus? You know? Or at school. You know, I've been around in the Catholic system. I teach at St. Francis High School. Different high schools, different elementary schools, Catholic schools. Did you know that it's not cool to be Catholic in a Catholic school? Did you know that? Did you know that it is not cool to be Catholic in a Catholic school? Huh. You go to Catholic schools, you listen to the conversations around the people, you know? And anytime the word Catholic or Jesus comes up, they're usually like, You know, or people start asking you, "Oh, so what's your religion? I'm Catholic," you know? And as soon as you start hearing Jesus, you're just like, "Oh, okay, all right, you know, that's not the cool thing to talk about." You know, and I think that's the same for many of us. As soon as the word Jesus starts coming out, we tend to shy away, or we tend to just, "I don't want to go there." How do we present Jesus to others? In what way are we presenting Jesus to others? You know, Pope Francis says, in The Joy of the Gospel, Evangelium Gaudi, he says, "An evangelizer must never look like someone who just came back from a funeral." What do you think about that, Ed? Are you going? Are you at a funeral right now? You ready to go? You want to go to a funeral? And it's something like this. You go back home or to your family. They might have the conclusion of the Super Bowl or a post Super Bowl party, and they're like, "Oh, hey, Craig, where'd you go?" "I was at Mass." "Yeah, yeah, yeah." "Oh, Pam, how was Mass?" "It was fine." "Yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah." I mean, is that how you want to present Jesus to others? You know, I mean, I'm not asking you to be fake either. The, "Oh, it was so good." No, come on now. Let's be realistic, okay? All right? But why does it seem like every time you come back from Mass, it's like coming back from a funeral, you know? I think a lot of times people confuse reverence, you know? People confuse reverence, showing respect, showing reverence with stiffness, you know? People think, the only way I can show reverence, show love, show respect to God is by, like, you know, just, you know, just being so stiff and just stiffen that upper lip. Mm-mm. You can, Father, you can try to make me smile. Not going to happen. Not going to happen today. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know? What about the joy of the gospel? Huh? When you encounter Jesus in the temple, when you receive the body and blood of Christ, we have to radiate the joy of Jesus' life, Jesus' death, Jesus' resurrection, and present Jesus to others in a joyful, convincing manner, not in a funeral, death-like manner, right? And this is what I ask for all of us this week, all right? Every time we come to church, we experience the presentation of the Lord. The Lord is presented to us at church with the Word of God, with the body and blood of Christ, with all of us gathered here to worship together. Jesus is presented to you at Mass. But knowing that the presentation is just as important as the food, the trophy, or the medal itself, right? As soon as you walk out these doors today, ask ourselves, how or in what way or what manner do we present Jesus to others, right? And perhaps throughout the week, maybe pick out one person, right? Pick out one person and joyfully, convincingly present Jesus to this person the same way Simeon and Anna reacted after encountering Jesus in the temple.